Hey guys, it's Alexis and Samantha of A Double Dose, and we are back with another episode of our podcast, An Extra Dose. And we are so sorry about the delay. We had, if you guys watch our stories, we had recorded an episode, was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
It already feels like it was forever ago. But we recorded an episode last week for you guys.
Well, it was like the beginning of last week.
It was Monday, and it definitely felt like a Monday because we recorded it, and we used, like, a little app on our phone, and I was about to type the title in. We're, like, super newbies at this.
You can tell we have, like, very advanced equipment.
Yeah.
The most advanced.
Yeah. So we, long story short, I was typing in, like, the title or something, and I closed out of it, and then I don't know what happened. It just disappeared. We lost the entire recording that we did, which really sucked. It was like an hour of our time. And we, I don't know, it was the best recording, but we were excited to share with you guys. And it's like when you lose like a paper, like if you're writing an assignment out and you lose that document, we felt like that. And so it was like, oh, we were going to do it all week. And then we just got so tied up with work and stuff. So we're finally back and we're going to talk about most of the same topics that we had originally recorded. But we're going to share, originally in our other podcast episode, we talked about what we did the past weekend, which doesn't really apply anymore. So we are going to switch a few things, but obviously you guys didn't hear that one. So it's going to be a little different. But to start off, we get so many questions about jewelry and obviously gifts and stuff like that too, that kind of coincide. But we wear a lot of the same, like, dainty necklaces layered, and you guys probably notice we wear a lot of the same bracelets and watch and stuff like that on a daily basis. And we get asked a lot. That's probably the most common question that we get asked besides our hair and, like, our workouts. But we're all about, like, very simple jewelry. I think if you're going to invest in anything, it needs to be something you're going to wear all the time. So for us, probably my top jewelry choice would be my David Yurman bracelets. And I only say that because I was talking with someone this past weekend and I was saying, honestly, like, I know it's like we're talking about Tiffany & Co. and how those are like, does anyone really wear those anymore? And I'm like, I think people do for sure, but I think it's just like a certain age group or maybe like a certain area of the United States, probably, you know, different styles and stuff. For us, I know that we wore them like a lot in middle school and high school, but then once we got into college, we started wearing David Yurman a lot, and we've collected the bracelets over the years. So I think the first one that we both got when we graduated from high school, and after that we just kind of like built our bracelet collection from there. Not that I have a huge collection, we each have four, but so that's, I mean, we graduated high school in 2009, so it was almost 10 years ago. So over time we've accumulated like a bracelet every couple years. I mean, they can range and be like, I think they're around $600, so depending on the bracelet you choose and the stones that you have, but they're definitely an investment piece. I think they're a great gift, like a special occasion gift, but I definitely like how they look by themselves or stacked with other ones. To me, they're a classic piece. Like I said, I've been wearing them for almost 10 years, and I don't see myself not wearing them anymore. Like, our mom has them, and I just think they're always something that they're timeless. They don't go out of style. So we have different bracelet sizes. So for those of you guys who always ask, we have the Cable Classic bracelets, and we have ranging from 3 millimeters to 5 millimeters. And they have ones that are obviously bigger and smaller, like I said. We have really tiny wrists, so we both wear a size small in them. And I honestly didn't know that they came in different sizes until a couple years ago. So if you have really small wrists or if you have bigger wrists, like, keep that in mind. The store, the actual David Yurman store, can get the right sizes for you. I know that, like, Nordstrom and Neiman's and stuff like that, if you get them in the store, they typically only have the size mediums. But you can always get them sized, which is what we did. And I really like those. I wear those, like, pretty much every day if I'm wearing jewelry. We both wear ours a lot. And then as far as, like, the rings go, I have three David Yurman rings, but the two that I wear a lot are the ones that you probably see in my pictures all the time. We both have the same one, the Albion ring, and then we both have different ones aside from that. But those I wear all the time, and you can also, obviously, you can get those at a bunch of different retailers, like, obviously, the David Yurman store, Nordstrom, Neiman's, you know, Saks, all of them carry David Yurman. And they don't really go on sale, so if you're trying to wait for them to go on sale, you're probably never going to see that happen. But, like I said, I think they're a great investment piece, and I definitely recommend them if you've been on the fence about them. you will wear them all the time. They're always, they're never going to go out of style. Aside from that, you probably guys probably, we get asked a lot about our watch too. That one's also, I would say, it's not like a Rolex, but it's definitely an investment piece. We've had ours since we turned 21, which was 6 years ago. And it's another watch that I can see myself wearing for a long time still. We have the Michelle Deco watch, and we both have the black mother of pearl face with the diamonds on inside and around the face, but you can get ones without diamonds. We have some without diamonds too, and they're still really, really pretty. Those do go on sales several times a year. Like Nordstrom usually has some during the holiday shopping, and then Michelle has an event on their website sometimes, and then also on Nordstrom Rack definitely has a Michelle event sometimes, but that stuff sells out so quickly. So, I mean, if you're you really are thinking about getting them,
you have to be like on it for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to get them on sale, and the one that you want specifically. But I will say, I literally wear mine every day. Like I said, I've had it for 6 years, and I wear it all the time. I still love it. I think ours are like a little under 2,000, but you can get the ones without diamonds for, I think, around 1,000, which, if you divide that by the cost per use, like, I mean, it's definitely worth it. I think you can also switch the bands out if you guys don't know, which I always forget to do, which it's such a nice feature, but I always forget to switch them out. And they have, like, the round, like, we have this, the rectangular, the deco, which is the rectangular square face, but the round one is also really nice, and they have so many really pretty faces, too, on their website, on the Michelle website. So I would definitely check those out. I know there's some other watch brands that make similar ones, but this is the one that we love and we wear all the time. And our mom has the same one, so you can wear it at any age, really. And it's just a really popular watch, but I really love it. I probably wouldn't get another watch. And aside from that, I mean, we both have Apple Watches. I wear that one to work out or if I'm just, like, dressed really casually. I do like it. We've done a blog post on Apple Watches and bands and stuff if you guys are interested in that. But overall, I wear the Michelle watch the most. And then as far as necklaces, we both... You guys probably noticed that we both wear we love initial and personalized necklaces. We wear our Maya Brenner one, which is just that, you guys have probably seen it, but it's like a gold chain, like a 16-inch chain, and it has like one of our initials on there, but I think you can get more than one, or you can get your kids' initials, but they're 14-karat gold, and so you can shower, you can go to the beach with them, and they never change colors, which I'm all about. They also come, like, in white gold and rose gold as well, but we have the yellow gold. And then, if you guys are looking for just, like, gold layering necklaces, I love going on Etsy because they have a bunch of, you know, affordable ones. They're not going to be real gold, but if you're fine paying, like, $10, $15 here and there to kind of wear them for a while and then switch them out, it's a great option. They have some really, really pretty ones and, like, really cute small shops you can support, so I think that's always fun. And really, you can just, like, you can find those necklaces anywhere. I mean, so many websites have them now, but, I mean, I just love the way they look. And it doesn't have to be your initials. It can be anything. So anything that's special to you. I know there's a company called Brook in New York that I wear their necklaces a lot, and they have personalized necklaces that are all kinds. The one I wear a lot is from Brook in New York with my name on it, Alexis spelled out, that you guys ask a lot about. It's a choker. And then they make rings and bracelets and really fun stuff. And it's gold plated, but I wear them for like months at a time and they take forever to change colors. So, and I never take it off. So that's a really good affordable option if you're looking for that. But as far as that, I mean, earrings, obviously we have our diamond earrings that we got as a gift, but obviously we have some ones that are cubic zirconia, and those are just, I mean, those do this, serve the same purpose. I like just a normal stud for every day just because it's easy if I'm working out or whatever, but if we're getting ready and stuff, I love the Bauble Bar earrings. We share them all the time. They make some really affordable, cute statement earrings because I know there's some other brands that make, like designers that make higher end statement earrings, and there's no reason to spend. I mean, unless you want to.
It's like you wear them a couple times and they're gone.
And then they're very trendy, so I love their earrings because they make some really fun ones for summer or like special events, and they're really affordable. They have sales a lot, and some of them are not too heavy, which I also like because I can't wear super heavy earrings. So those are our jewelry basics for everyday favorites. Obviously, you guys probably have seen us wear the same ones all the time in our pictures, but we just wanted to kind of highlight them on here for you guys in case you missed any of them. But if you do want to shop any of them, we link them in almost every picture that we post, so it's very easy to shop them that way. I mean, I think it is at least.
I mean, I think. If it isn't for you guys, feel free to let us know because we do this every day. So to us, it's like very, like, we're used to seeing it. We're like, okay, it's easy. But I think, like anything, you guys are the ones shopping it. So if it's difficult for you, definitely let us know because we want to make it easy for you guys.
Yeah. So in our last episode that never got shared, we
only we know what was
only
said.
Only we know what was said is secret.
It's in the vault.
We did talk, so I shared something on my Instagram. Well, we shared a blog post on Wednesday about a health update, and what we kind of wanted, we kind of talked about in there. In case you guys didn't get to read it yet, I'll kind of just give a little recap. We have been eating plant based for about 2 weeks now. And, well, I mean, I've had salmon a few times, but out of the whole 2 weeks, probably like 3 or 4 times.
I haven't had any, neither one of us have had
any chicken.
No chicken, no eggs.
No red meat.
Yeah. So, like, nothing besides salmon. So, nothing besides fish. I had trout. But besides that, I haven't had anything
else. But I try to eat it wild, order it wild if they have it. I mean, and even then, like, you don't know what you're getting, but it's better for you, obviously. So, long story short, if you want to read the blog post, you can see kind of a health update of what we've been doing and what we've been following, and we'll get into that in a second, but we've been eating plant-based, and I will say we were both one of those people that were
I
like,
never thought I'd be saying this.
I was like, these vegan people, nothing against them, but that's all they talk about, and it's the same thing with the keto, every group, keto, paleo, vegan. I mean, I'm not trying to diss anybody because the bodybuilders, like, I've kind of dabbled. Yeah, we've dabbled in kind of every category. But I will say, you don't really pay attention to what you're eating until you feel sick, and you don't. I mean, when we got our thyroid condition, that's when we started eating healthier. But even then, I kind of was eating stuff that was not super processed, but it definitely wasn't the most natural thing out there. Like, we were using, you know, chemical syrup and sugar-free syrup, which is, it's fine.
I mean, on a large scale, 90-something percent of what we ate was very healthy.
Yeah.
But, like, and everyone's healthy is different.
Yeah. But for me, it's just, like, it wasn't the most natural state, which is fine. It's okay to bend a little bit. But when you start feeling sick how we did in the past couple years, that's when I started, like, okay, I don't care what I need to do to feel better. I will do whatever they tell us. So in the health update post on our blog, we kind of talked about everything we did. But to kind of summarize, we ate paleo for a while, initially a couple, like, probably, like, 5 or 6 years ago. We did that strictly for a while, and we did feel better. But then I kind of started becoming more relaxed and would have gluten sometimes and dairy sometimes. And, you know, I would just, you know, not overdo it, but sometimes I would. And then, like, the sugars and stuff. And then in the last 2 years, we've kind of tried everything. We did, like, lectins. We did FODMAP or FODMAP. And I don't know what the correct way to pronounce that is. But we did where I ate, like, higher fat. Like, I didn't do keto, but we did a lot higher fat. And then, you know, now obviously we're doing the plant-based. But I will say, out of all the diets I did, I didn't feel better doing any of those, to be honest. The lectins just made me crazy. I was like, I don't feel any better. And some people swear by it, but I just didn't feel any relief from it. The FODMAP or FODMAP, I felt a little better, but not a huge difference. Honestly, just made me more stressed than anything. And I think you felt the same way. I felt really stressed about, because when you go out to eat, it's like a whole list of food that you can't eat. Now with the plant-based, I mean, obviously, I'm so used to, we were always the people like, how much protein are we eating? Every meal, how much protein? But then in the last few months, you know, we did this medical-grade detox, and I felt the worst I ever felt. We both gained, I mean, not about the scale, but we both have gained like 10 to 15 pounds, and I think it's mainly water weight and inflammation, but because we haven't, I mean, we're very healthy, and it's a very
but whatever hard, it is, it's something we can control.
And so when your clothes are really tight and you don't fit in your clothes, it's just, it's a really hard thing mentally
to
overcome.
Or, like, when you look, we've had so many, which I'm, like, changing the subject, we have so many people who have reached out to us since that post, and even while we're going through it, because you guys are, like, super observant, and you guys remember when we share stuff, but I don't, like, share about it every day, although, I'm not gonna lie, I have many moments where I'm crying, and
especially when we're taking pictures.
Yeah. I mean, when I post it, I always say Instagram's a highlight reel, and I try to be as real as possible, that's why I'm telling you guys this now, but there's a lot of times when I'm, like, trying stuff out for a blog post or taking photos or just, like, the nature of my job. I mean, you're like posing in front of a mirror or like trying on different clothes. But honestly, it's like gotten to the point where even if I get dressed like on a normal day, if I'm not shooting pictures, and like my stuff, my workout clothes are all tight on me, everything is super tight on me. And it's been like that for 2 years. It's progressively gotten tighter, like things that fit. But now, like my clothes that were like the bigger clothes are, they don't fit me anymore. So it's very hard to stay in the mirror. And to those of you guys that reached out and you're going through the same thing, I definitely feel for you guys. And whether it's something medically or not, I mean, I'm going through something where it's nothing I can control. I can't tell myself like, okay, I ate too many donuts, I need to stop. But even if you are struggling with something like that, where you just like, you eat way too much and you don't know how to get control of yourself, or you have, you know, issues with that, with your weight, where you just can't manage it, either what, same outcome. And I definitely feel for everyone out there, because it is the worst feeling to be standing in the mirror and you feel like this big, you feel horrible about yourself, and all the negative self-talk comes in. And I mean, I have Alexis and my, like, my close friends and family that try to tell me, like, you look fine, like, no one notices. But I literally, I mean, not to make this, like, you know, negative Nancy, but I do not feel great about myself right now. So yeah, I feel for all you guys. And like, whether you, like Alexis was saying, whether it's something that you, like, you literally just don't feel well, or you, God forbid, get diagnosed with something really tragic like cancer, I think that's like when people are like, okay, they're willing to do whatever it takes. It's not like, not like I was saying, like, I've dabbled, like Alexis, I've dabbled in all the different food, I guess, so-called diets in quotes. And I respect everyone's thing. I just think everyone, you know, when you're in the media, there's, everyone has something to say about everything.
Well, and everyone thinks theirs is better.
Yeah.
For the right thing.
I was always told, like, protein this, protein that. So I, obviously, when people were plant-based, I was always worried, like, how do they get protein in their diet? But we're going to kind of go into, like, what we're doing. Again, like, I don't really know what the right answer is. I'm just going off, like, everything. I think everyone needs to try. I think that's taught me not to, like, in their mind, whether I said it out loud or not, not to be like, okay, that's stupid. With anything in life, whether it's a diet,
to be judgmental,
yeah, to be super, which I'm like, I have a problem with that.
Yeah,
I think everyone does, but I think that everyone in the society is super judgmental. Everyone thinks their way is better when it comes to anything. It doesn't even just have to be diet related, but when it comes to this, for specifically, the meat eaters think this way, the plant eaters eat this way, the keto people think this way, the paleo, everyone thinks their way is better. And the truth of the matter is, one diet doesn't fit all. So, like, something might work really great, and I appreciate everyone's responding, but everyone, again, still on that. Everyone thinks they know what's wrong, and they know, like, we appreciate it. And I'm just saying that everyone has their own opinion, and I think, long story short, you need to try. If you're, like, curious about it, try it. Try and see if it works for you before you right away judge, like, okay, I don't want to do that. Whether it's paleo, whether it's plant-based, whether it's anything, whether it's Atkins, whatever it is, try it and then see. I mean, do your research. I mean, you don't want to kill yourself either, but everyone literally is going to have different medical research of why theirs is better. So with that being said, someone, kind of how we got on that topic, like Alex said, we've seen a million different doctors, and again, I would just refer to that blog post, even though we still got people, which we really preach the messages, but I think sometimes people aren't reading the full blog post because, which I do that all the time. I'm just like skimming it, and I'm like, and then I like fire back with something. But yeah, we don't think it's, I mean, I'm not going to say guaranteed. We don't think it's our implants, because we literally have had these issues since before we got them done, like way before. So hypothyroid and all, which started all of this, and I think it's all connected, was 6 or 7 years ago, and I've had my implants for less than 2 years. So
I don't think it, maybe could have been,
I'm not denying it. Yeah, I'm not denying it's a foreign thing in your body, and I'm not denying that it caused a lot of people issues, including me. I don't think it made it better. It certainly probably made it worse, but that's not, I'm at this point, I'm not going to go taking them out right now, because I know that's not the main issue. So that would probably be like a last resort for me. But I do appreciate everyone saying, commenting on that and thinking that's the problem. I mean, it can be for a lot of people, but we're going to look into other options, just because that wasn't the start of like when I started feeling sick. But anyway, we were feeling, like Alexa said, we were feeling really low energy, and we were recommended many times to go plant-based, and I, by a few people, I mean, some people told me not to, but...
And it wasn't by any of the specials that we saw,
yeah,
by the
way.
Yeah,
because people want the names of who we went to, and so far, I mean, I will say, this has been a two, your journey. Every time we go somewhere new, it's a step in the right direction. Or they kind of, at the end of the day, some of them, especially the more natural ones, have come to this general conclusion of, like, some of the same stuff. But in general, it's been, like, I'm sure if you guys struggle with health issues, you know, you go from doctor to doctor. Everyone has a different opinion, and it's very frustrating. It can get very overwhelming and very frustrating. So some of the people did recommend at the very closer to the end that we go plant-based or just, like, limit the animal proteins. And, of course, I was like, no. But I got to a point where I didn't know what to do anymore. Like I said, I don't feel great about myself right now. And not just, like, when I look in the mirror. I literally, you guys know us, like, we used to work out all the time. And I think we talked about this in other podcasts, but we were, like, workout addicts pretty much. And it got to a point where recently I couldn't even, like, I could even barely go on a walk. That's how bad it was. So I know people message us saying, like, they struggle with stuff like that for different reasons. And if you've been through that, you know. It's like you don't feel like yourself, and you literally just feel like you're, like, stuck in bed all day. So I just wanted
to, like, I felt like I was literally in a fog.
You just feel like you're, like, in a fog, and you feel like you're, like, basically have the flu, or you're, like, hungover every day, which is a horrible feeling. It's bad enough, like, one day if you actually go out and drink or something. But so we felt like that. Luckily, we both had each other, but we felt like that, like, for weeks. And it didn't really get any better. Some days were better than others, but you just have, like, a splitting headache. You just feel horrible. I think I've said that enough. But anyway, so I just really wanted to get better. And someone recommended, or I don't know how you found out about it.
Somebody did send me a DM. This was probably, like, a month or two ago. I was doing a Q&A on my Instagram stories, and somebody told me, I was talking about my medical issues, and somebody said, have you listened to the medical medium, or have you read his, like, she told me to go look at his page, and I was like, okay, I followed him, and then it kind of just, like, went in the back of my mind. I was like, whatever. And then I was on my Instagram feed. I, like, barely scroll through, like, and look through stuff, like, very often during the day, but I happened to see a post that he had. It was, like, somebody, like, a testimonial, and I happened to click on it, and I got, like, in, I was, like, so into his page. And if you guys don't follow him, you need to follow him, whether you have a medical issue or not. It's just super interesting, and I like the stuff that he shares. But I started like stalking his page, basically, and I realized, like, he has a book, he has several books, a podcast, and just, like, a website with so much information. And I started looking at it a lot, and I stumbled upon the stuff about celery juice and all of his heavy metal detox smoothie, and just everything he has to say about fruits and vegetables. So I'll let you kind of...
So the first thing that I think is really important, whether you have, like, an issue or not, I think everyone should do this. I was trying to get my parents, like, to do it, but everyone thinks we're, like, psycho. Like, I'm saying my friends and, like, family.
Because we went from, like, eating animal proteins all the time. And I'm not, like, oh, my God, animal lover, tree hugger. But I'm just saying, like, I'll let you get into it.
Okay. Besides the plant-based, the main thing that I'd recommend to all of you guys to try, or at least go to his page and, like, research it, is to do the celery juice in the morning. And when I started posting...
You can do it at night, too.
Yep. It's the best in the morning. But on an empty... But for the reason being is you want to do it on an empty stomach. So, obviously, like me, I eat all day. There isn't really a time that I have an empty stomach. Like, let's be real. Like, I can get it a little more empty, but the morning's, like, when it's the emptiest. So, people ask me, like, what does that mean? So, basically, what you do is you get preferably an organic stalk of celery, and you...
Like a head of celery, like a
big one. And then you cut off the end, you wash it, and then we have, like, a juicer that we'll link up in this post. It's an Oster. Or there's one by Breville. They're both, like, around $100.
And the Oster one, we got at Target. I just did the in-store pickups. I ordered it online, and then I picked it up in the store. Super easy. Under 100, it's like 99, I think, and it works really
and
well.
And we use it every day.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, we haven't had Knock that long. Knock on wood. There are ones that are more expensive if you choose to buy more expensive ones. This does the job. So, we put it in a juicer, and then it just, like, does it so quickly, very quickly. You just put it in there, and then you drink it right away. So, you want to drink it right when you make it, or, like, pretty soon after that, and you want it on an empty stomach. And I'll go into the benefits in a second, but then you drink it right away, and then you want to wait, like, at least 15 to 20 minutes to eat something after that. So, like, if you want to eat your breakfast after, wait, so, like, it can, you know, it can do its job. And if you don't want to get a juicer, which I kind of recommend, we tried it without it, and I know people do, but it's a pain, in my opinion. You can you can chop it up, and you can blend it, like in a Vitamix or something, and then you can use a cheesecloth and strain it out. But you can imagine if you're drinking this every morning, like, I would just invest in it. If you can't afford it, put it on, like, a wish list or something. It's important.
Yeah.
Like, this is vital.
And you can make so many other juices with it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, we did ginger with it. Mm-hmm. You could do, like, anything. You could do lemon. You could do so many
things. Well, you can make your green – if you buy green juices all the time – and you want to save some money, those juices are like $10, $11. Like, you can make your own juice for like a fraction of the price, so.
And some people messaged me when I posted it. They were like, why can't you just eat it whole? And I am the person, I'm like, I don't believe in juices normally. I'm like, I want all the fiber. I want to eat it, or I want to actually eat it. Like, I don't want to drink apple juice. I want to eat an apple. Like, that goes for all different vegetables and fruits. I'm not a big juice person. But for this, if you think about it, juices take all the, like, the pulp out. And that's, like, very hard to digest. And you want
the minerals.
The content that's in, that'll go into, that's in the celery. You want it to have, like, and it's really, like, in a liquid state, so it's very easy to get into your system. So there's a reason why you're juicing. So, and if you saw the kind of, when you go buy the stock of celery, you'll realize, like, and you try to put that in your juice or whatever, you're going to see that'd be, like, impossible to eat that much. And I can eat a lot. Yeah. But you're not going to want to eat that when you first get up.
Yeah.
The other thing people ask me is, how does it taste? I'm kind of doing an FAQ. I mean, I'm a big veggie eater, so I didn't bother me, but it's bitter. I mean,
you have to get used to it.
You have to get used to it, but you kind of get, like, your body gets used to it, and you kind of...
And you, like, crave it.
You don't mind it.
I crave it in the morning.
I don't know if I crave it. It's a little strong.
I do.
It's, like, refreshing. Some people do, but it's, like, it's not bad. Like, once you get the... It's, like, one of those things, like, when you start working out and you see the good qualities of it, you're like, okay, whatever. So I'm going to go into, like, what the benefits are, just so... And I would also recommend checking out his page, because I'm not going to... I mean, I'm not as good as he is. But basically, long story short, it rebuilds the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. So you can... Obviously, that helps you digest your food. It's really alkalizing, and anti-inflammatory. So it helps with any kind of... All these anti-inflammatory diseases or just any chronic conditions you have, it really helps with that. And then it has the most important things. It has a ton of mineral salts, which are really great for detoxing, gridding of toxins, and to flush them out. So that, and the, also mineral salts are super important for muscle building. He'll talk about that on his podcast. Again, I'm not the expert he is, but it's just super eye-opening. And then it really supports your brain and your nervous system, because it delivers those salts to the rest of your body. So it's not just like you're drinking here's my green juice, which obviously this has benefits, but it has, like, amazing benefits. And I will say, I don't know if it's the plant-based or the combination of the celery juice, but I've had the most energy I've had in months, in these last 2 weeks.
Like, I was busting out sprints at the gym the other day, and I've been doing...
But it's within a couple days, like, yeah. I felt like that.
I don't know if it's the plant-based or
the
combination.
It could be a combination, but I know people have posted, like, I love going on the hashtag or his tag pictures, because he'll post also, like, a bunch of, like, testimonials, basically, and these people, it, like, helps them with depression, helps them with anxiety,
skin condition.
People said it helped them with chronic cystic acne, that you, like, you can get prescriptions for that don't do anything. And this is, like, healing. Because when you have acne like that, it's you have something wrong with you inside. So even my dad being a physician, I hate when people prescribe medicine, because there is something wrong with you. It's fixing the problem, but you're not fixing the root cause of it. So it's usually, like, a hormonal or gut issue or a toxic issue. And that's why you have that kind of acne. So with that being said, I could talk about it forever, because I just really like it. It helps with your energy too right away. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely recommend looking it up and then doing it. Just try it and see how you feel.
Try it
for
a couple
week.
Of days and
yeah,
see how you
feel.
Will
feel, I guarantee you will feel better, and it's way better for you than, like,
and if you do try it out and you like it, let us know.
Yeah, like, tag us. I want to know if you guys are trying
it. Or the celery juice. Some of you guys have been tagging me in your stories, and I love
oh,
seeing
really?
It. Yeah. It's so fun. So hopefully that helps, and you guys kind of know where we are. We promise to keep you guys updated on how we're feeling and if we think it's working well for us. So we will definitely keep you guys posted. And kind of moving on from that topic, we obviously, you know, it's that time everyone's moving. You're moving to college or you're starting a new job. This is around the time of year that we started our job 5 years ago.
Yeah,
five years ago.
Oh, my God.
And for those of you guys who don't know, we worked in corporate jobs when we moved to Dallas. And It was, we moved exactly like a year ago. So it's kind of hard to meet people. You know, when you're in college, you have all these organizations that you're in, or it's very easy to meet people. Everyone's kind of in the same boat. But when you move to a new city, you're like, okay, I don't have any friends. I'm lonely, and that's the worst thing, I think. So some of our recommendations, I've actually tried some of these, because when we moved to Dallas, we didn't know anybody except for the people we were working with. And I have nothing against being friends with people you work with, but it's kind of nice to branch out and talk to other people too, that you're not like talking about work with all the time. So for me, I personally used, and this is recently, I used Bumble BFF, and I met some really sweet girls in there. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know, but because I was using it for dating also, and I was like, I don't know. And I actually ended up like, it's so, like, I met some really sweet girls in there, so I would definitely try it out. It's super easy. It seems kind of weird at first, but I think it's a great tool to use. So I would definitely recommend that. So the other options are, if you're into working out, I would say, you know, go to a workout class. I'm sure he will, you know, you'll have the same, they're in the same boat as you, and they might know of other people that you can kind of meet up with, and it's just a great way to kind of do something in common with, and it could be any kind of workout classes, or you could join like a running club if you're into that. I know for us, we've met a lot of our friends through social media, either like we were reaching out, you know, someone would DM us on there and like, oh, like, you know, we have a lot in common or whatever, or we just met through, I mean, that's usually how we met, but you can always reach out to people. We're super friendly. We love meeting, you know, people too. So if you're like new here, or you want someone to, you know, you want recommendations, we're always happy to help. But we've met a lot of our friends through there. And then if you're part of a church or a temple or anything like that, you can always meet people through there. We haven't really done anything with that personally, but we know a lot of people are super involved in their churches and different religious organizations. And then obviously Facebook is a great way to, we're part of some groups on Facebook too, and it's a great way to meet people or to find out events that you can meet people at. So I think you always need to put yourself out there. Don't say no to stuff when you first move somewhere, because you never know who you're going to meet, and that can apply to anyone, friends or, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever. And I think it's always, I mean, it can be hard. We're both kind of introverts. It can be hard, but it's really worth it in the end, because you don't want to be lonely. You don't want to be that person that's by themselves all the time. So those are our things that we've tried in the past. And if you guys have any questions about those specifically, you can always message us. But I think those are all really great ways. And obviously, like, you never know, you can meet someone, but those are good ways to kind of put yourself out there. And kind of going on bettering yourself, we're going to share our favorites for this week. And those are going to be two books that we've read in the past couple months. It's been a little bit, but they're just really inspiring books and can kind of change your attitude. And obviously listening to podcasts is a great way to do that too. I'll listen to them all the time. Not ours, obviously, but listen to other people's to kind of get in a better mood if you're kind of in a funk. Because I'll be honest, being on Instagram scrolling through makes me kind of in a funk. So I think it's a great way to kind of take your mind off like social media and all that. And so the one that I've kind of read both ones we're going to talk about, but the first one that I'm going to share is The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferriss, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard about it and have read about it. I personally, like, I mean, I read most of it, but I skimmed a lot of it because it just got, I mean, it's a good book, but it just got, like kind of, like, a lot. It was kind of I liked it, but it got kind of, like, worked to the point where I was like, okay, it's not really possible in certain ways, for me at least. I had some really good tips on there. For anyone, any kind of job, even if you work for yourself or you work for like a corporation, but it kind of goes through basically how you can work 4 hours a week. I mean, it's not really possible when you really think about it, but it's basically on how to outsource stuff and how to utilize your time better. And I probably need to like go reread it, because there's a lot of useful information in there, like for me personally, because I don't time block or do any of that, and I just feel like scatterbrained all the time. So it has some like really good tips in there, and like in personal experience, like how he made it work for himself and how he built such a great business and all that. So I really recommend it. It's a good book. And then the other one that Sam's going to talk about, I read too, but yeah, so I read it a little bit ago. I'm going to preface with that. So, but I still nonetheless think it's a good book to read. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And I think it's in a lot of, it got a lot of press and stuff. So I'm sure you've heard about it.
I mean, it's a New York Times bestseller. Yeah.
So it's by Mark Manson. If you haven't heard from him, he's like a really famous blog and stuff too. But if the title doesn't give you any clue, he cusses a lot in the book, which I have like a really bad potty mouth. So that was fine with me. But
he basically, it's like, I would say it is like kind of like a self-help book, but it's more like in your face, because he's not like, he's kind of like negating the people that say, oh, but like, be positive, be happy. Like, that's kind of his argument. It's kind of like in your face telling you, like, you kind of need to suck it up and learning to deal with like yourself and different situations. That's how you become a better person. So, I mean, obviously he talks about like different anecdotes, and he makes it really funny because he like, I don't know, it's entertaining to read. It's a page turner, but it's like, if you don't like cussing, I don't know if you're going to like it, but it's not like every page, but it's a lot. So, but nonetheless, I still really recommend it. It's like a good one. Instead of telling you like, oh, be happy, do this, it's like telling you just, you know, you need to grow up, you need to deal with things, and that's how it shapes you, which I think is true. So I definitely recommend the one I mentioned and the one Alexa said too, because they're both really good. So with that being said, that's all we have for this week. Hopefully this one saves.
Yeah, hopefully this one goes up on iTunes and Spotify and doesn't mess up again. But we will be back soon with another episode for you guys. Thank you guys so much for those of you guys who listen and who send us messages about how much you guys love the podcast. And we're always open to any topic ideas or suggestions that you guys have. So feel free to message us anytime on Instagram or via email at doubledoseblog@gmail.com. And we will see you guys soon.